eyes I saw her, pretty Belinda, who lived in a boathouse down on the river. Wanted to have her, pretty Belinda. Her eyes were exciting, her hair it was golden, her lips were inviting, my heart she'd stolen. Now we're together, me and Belinda, now and forever, me and Belinda. Lives in a boathouse down on the river. Everyone called her pretty Belinda. Went to the boathouse down by the river just for a look.
Alright, hello everybody. This is DJ EJ, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tusk Freeform Radio. This is The Archive, name of the show. You're here with DJ Hank, as usual.
Hello, hello.
Hi, DJ Hank. Okay. Just finishing getting my stuff together. One moment. All right, tonight I'm going to start things off with one of the prettiest songs that I know, and I don't think it needs much more introduction, so here we go.
Just a restless feeling by my side. Early dawning, Sunday morning. It's just the wasted years so close behind. Watch out, the world's behind. There's always someone around you who will call. It's nothing at all. Sunday morning, and I'm falling. I've got a feeling I don't want to know.
Nothing at all.
Okay, the first song you heard there was Sunday Morning by The Velvet Underground, featuring Nico on backing vocals from their debut album, The Velvet Underground and Nico from 1967. I think that's probably one of the most perfect songs that I know of, coming just under 3 minutes in length, beautiful melody, beautiful chords, beautiful lyrics, probably one of Lou Reed's most conventionally good vocal performances. I don't know. Yeah, I love that song, and it also happens to be Sunday morning right now. So quite appropriate.
I see what you did there.
Yep, a lot of thought went into that. Not really. And the one that came after that was Kangaroo by Big Star from their third album called Third from 1978, I think it was released, but it was recorded in 74.
Now here's the question, were their first two albums called 1 and 2?
Their first album actually was called Number 1 Record.
Because,
I mean, their name was Big Star, and they were like Number 1 Record, but they didn't become that famous.
Well,
I mean, they weren't like popular, but a lot of people appreciated them after the fact, kind of like the Velvet Underground, actually.
Interesting, yeah.
I didn't notice that until now.
I feel like that happens with a lot of people.
Yeah.
Well, more than you would think.
Anyway, I like that song partly because Jeff Buckley does a version of it, and I think that's where I first heard it. But also because it has like all those walls of like feedback in the background and all sorts of noises that kind of remind me of Sonic Youth, which just so happens to be the next artist in my track list. So this one is Sonic Youth. some Sonic Youth for all of you. That was Candle from their 1987, I want to say, album Daydream Nation. Now, Sonic Youth is, I had heard that album a couple of times before over the past year, maybe twice, and it never really grabbed me, but I kept feeling like Sonic Youth is a group that I should like based on other artists I like. And I finally heard it last week, I think, and it just really hit me, so yeah, they're really cool. I have to delve into their other material because I really like that album. Now, I don't know if you remember, but last week I played a song by Unwound, and I said I've been really into them lately, and I'll probably play one this week, and I happened to follow through. So here is a song, or two depending on how you count it, by Unwound that is pretty Sonic Youth influenced, actually. So here we go. All right, that was wrapping up my set there. Those were by Unwound, and the first one was called Cantina, and the one that just ended there is called Were, Are, and Was or Is. So, congratulations if you can figure out what that means, because I can't. But anyway, those are from their 1993 album Fake Train, which is the first album they released, but not the first they recorded. Their actual debut was shelved until 96, maybe, I don't know. But yeah, I was reading what people thought about those songs, and somebody said that it's the most heartfelt song that they know of, and I'd certainly say it's definitely up there. Yeah, so Unwound. All right, in case you tuned in late, this is the archive on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And just one moment while I look for a PSA to play while we switch over, and also to fill in our hourly allotment. Let me see here. Ah, PSAs. Great. This is very professional here.
Roll us up a good one. Great.
Yeah. How about financial literacy?
Oh. I'm excited for that.
Should be.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard. So you don't need to mooch off your friends.
You gonna finish that grape?
You mean the one in my mouth?
You don't need to stop buying the necessities.
What you're smelling is a natural musk.
Ew.
You don't need to be a medical test subject.
How do you feel?
Mostly okay. I... Sometimes, though.
You don't need to get a second job as a stuntman. You just need an internet connection. Don't get left behind. Start your personal savings plan with the tips and tools on feedthepig.org. That way, you don't need to sell your soul to the devil.
$15 is the best I can do.
All right, deal.
Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Wow, well, that PSA was interesting.
Wasn't really what I was expecting.
Yeah, it got a little dark there. Yeah.
Speaking of financial literacy, everybody get your taxes in and help people like my dad out. They're due in a week.
The old CPA.
Shout out to my dad for helping everybody get their stuff together.
Hooray. I did my taxes. It was wonderful.
I'm glad you had a pleasant experience.
I did. It was
great. Sure to come back next year.
I will if I make any money. All right, well, thanks for tuning in. I hope that you guys enjoy this song.
We'll be right back.
the bottle, taking shots, waiting on tomorrow, trying to fill up what's hollow. You gonna know my name. You gonna know my name.
So that one was Bright Lights by Gary Clark Jr. We were commenting how the guitar is pretty good and we like his voice as well.
Yeah, some excellent shredding at the end there.
Yeah, for sure. Overall, it's just, yeah, pretty solid song. It's nice doing WFO because I kind of investigate artists that I generally probably wouldn't listen to and then sort of like listen to other songs by them, you know.
That's what it's all about.
Oh, yeah. All right. I hope you enjoy this next one.
Thank you. got me all crazy. I can't get out of bed. Bones are aching. Bad thoughts in my head. Dingy woman, stay away from me. You got your eggs and paints
So that was Dengue Woman Blues by Jimmy Vaughn.
Not Eric Clapton.
Yeah. Surprisingly not Eric Clapton. I actually just had to sub in the Eric Clapton 2.0, I guess. But,
sounds uncannily like him.
The store brand Eric Clapton. You know?
Yeah.
I'm sure that he's probably
Kirkland's
very talented.
Best Eric Clapton.
He's probably very talented as well. But yes. As our usual listeners would know, that I do love some Clapton, and so
some Clapton,
just the two albums, you know. All right, this next one is JJ Gray and Mofro. That's the band.
Everyone's favorites.
Yes, yes. Hope you guys enjoy.
I tried so hard to be the person everybody thought I was. I pushed myself and everyone almost over the edge. This mirrored lie that sends back that you send out. The grace you give, giving back. Love it every minute you live. Ooh. Feels so good to be walking in the sun. Loving every minute I've lived in.
loving every minute of living. It's so good to be warm in the sun. Loving every minute.
Alright, that was Every Minute. I kind of like that. It fit in the playlist well, I thought. But
some tasty trumpet right at the end there.
Yeah, speaking of tasty trumpet, ooh. We were in for a very tasty trumpet, as you would put it like that. Anyways, I guess I'll probably come on back after I play this song, just because we're actually kind of far away from the hour, but thank you for listening to The Archive on 91.5 WMFO. It's been great hanging with y'all. All right, thanks for hanging with the archive on 91.5 WMFO.
Hi, this is Atsuko from Shonen Life, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM.